Prevention Council and the Ad Council.
Mix 104.1, again, New England Lifestyles. Sunday mornings, we chat with people who are in the community making a difference. We talk to people who, you know, one of the things that we find is that a lot of people around Boston, there's a lot of organizations doing what they can to make a difference. And luckily, there's a lot of key people like Joyce Radner, who's here, who bring things to my attention because I'm kind of a busy guy. I think we're all busy guys. But she reached out to me and said, you know something, I know you've got a lot of topics on education on your show, and I think there's an organization you should really talk to. As a result of that, Ted Wilson is here. He's the president and executive director of the National Institute for Student-Centered Education. And welcome, first off, to Mix 104.1.
Thanks.
It is always nice to have folks in studio. You know, we do a lot of phone conversations. Mm-hmm. It's nice to put a face to the voice. So welcome to Mix.
Thank you.
Your organization, it's kind of a mouthful, Institute for Student-Centered Education.
We call it NICE.
Well, okay, I like that. That's a good thing. So, NICE. I'm a big fan of education. You know, I've mentioned a few times I'm the son of two teachers. A grandfather is a superintendent. I've got three kids in school. And I just want to check this. When becoming a parent, every single parent gets it wrong, right?
Mm, absolutely.
Because I'm sitting here saying, I could have sworn I was going to be...
Especially if you have more than one.
Oh, yeah, we've got three. So we've got three separate issues, none of which are exactly what we foresaw. But, look, every kid's different. You can't expect to know anything. But your organization, tell us a little bit about what you do, because obviously I think that we're all on the same page. We want to maximize our kids' education. We want to see our kids do the best at what they do. What does your organization do?
Well, our organization, first and foremost, is a group of schools. We actually created NICE, which we've called NICE, out of this sense that we've been working with kids in special ed programs and in independent school ed programs. And we went through a process and discovered that there was some stuff that was going on between all of our schools that kind of bound us together, other than just our historic parentage. So that was student-centered education. We came to the label to try to reflect that, just as you said, all students are learning differently, and we're getting, we think, further and further away from addressing that in our educational systems. We're getting more into testing and whatever and whatever. And so for us, this became an opportunity to bring people together to talk about, how can we keep the focus on the students? You know, it sounds kind of simple.
Well, it normally would, but, I mean, let's be honest here. Over the years, we've seen more and more focus on, you know, the MCAS, the standardized testing, you know, needing to achieve a certain level of testing. You know, a lot of my kids' schools now are basically, well, we're doing this specifically for the MCAS. I'm like, so you're being taught specifically to just excel at one test? Right. I mean, I'm not sure how that addresses things. We've seen, I think, over the years, a lot more movement from, teachers having a little autonomy about how to teach kids into the standardized, this is how we do it, and this is our approach.
Right.
Well, is this something that is, it's certainly different than it used to be when I was growing up.
Very different from what we experienced growing up. I think there's a lot of probably good reasons, it really feels as though we've gone overboard in tracking people that way, now building a whole educator evaluation system based on how well do your kids score on the tests, how are your schools reflect their annual yearly progress. You know, it's just kind of, it's way overboard. And now we're into a whole set of new stuff with the Common Core and the whole new set of tests.
When you talk about Common Core, for those who don't know what Common Core is all about, how is Common Core different? What is this new approach towards, is this something that just standardized across the country so everyone's on the same pages?
Well, that's the goal. That's the goal, to have sort of a common set of expectations on how children learn and what they learn and how they get tested.
On the surface, it's like, hey, that probably makes sense.
Right.
Are we to assume that every kid across the country, every school area should be the same? I mean, shouldn't there be certain areas that may have, our groups are doing really well, so we're going to accelerate the process. Is that something that...
Well, there's a lot of pushback on all this stuff. You've got whole states saying, we're not interested. like the state of Vermont, just the Commissioner of Education just said, we're not going down that path. We're not accepting a waiver where every school in Vermont is considered low performing because one student in each of those schools didn't pass the test. So they've kind of got a whole nother approach to this that says assessment, that's good stuff, but force feeding everybody into a shoehorn type approach is clearly not the way it's going.
It's interesting to me that over the years, just with my own kids, you know, I've seen a shift from, you know, giving kids who are very, very good, mm-hmm. you know, ways to excel mm-hmm. into more like, well, we're going to slow everything down so everybody can catch up. Where mm-hmm. it's like, okay, well, so we're only teaching to the middle. Mm-hmm. What happens if kids want to excel? What happens if there's some kids who really want to achieve? It seems like everything has become so standardized that they want to just have everyone be the same. It's almost like everyone's in lockstep, which we understand. It may be some good thing so everyone across the country meets certain standards at certain levels, but I mean, it just seems odd to me that our education system isn't more focused on really getting every kid to excel at their own pace. And if there are certain groups that can excel, bring those even further.
Well, and that's one of the points for NICE, for the Institute, is to bring people together to have that ongoing conversation. Because right now it feels as though there's been a big push around the testing, around the standardization. And yet against that, we see charter schools expanding. We see schools focusing on specific strengths expanding because they're giving parents more options. And I think that really reflects the fact that parents realize that their students don't all fit into a particular model.
No, it's a great point. And again, we're talking about an organization called NICE, which is, if you want to go to the website, NICE.org, and you can get information about the National Institute for Student-Centered Education. Let's talk a little bit about what you're doing, just so we know. You know, you say it's a group of different schools who found a common, you know, common theme. So, what exactly are you guys all about? Are you private schools people can go to? What are we actually talking about?
The NICE piece of our organization is Schools for Children. Inc.org. Okay, that's where we're a nonprofit that has several schools, and out of those schools, we created NICE okay. as a way of talking about what are we doing in our various schools that has common traction with each other, and that's what the student-centered education piece did. So, under the NICE umbrella, we've started by having a conference. We're in our second year of bringing people together. We really see ourselves not as the experts, the ones who have the holy grail, but as the group that's bringing people together to talk about these important topics.
And you have your conference coming up, Inspire 2014. The date of that is October 22nd?
October 22nd and 23rd. Keynotes, some wonderful people that are really out of the box in terms of their thinking about education. How do we keep kids, how do we get kids engaged? And really, how do we prepare them for this world? You know, they're learning very different ways than you and I ever did.
Oh, for sure.
You know, they've got their tablets and their iPads, and if they want to know something, they look it up.
Do you remember back in the day when if you wanted to find something out, you had to go to the library, you hit the encyclopedia?
Exactly.
And now, you know, you just go to Wikipedia and say, Mom, according to Wikipedia here, Teddy Roosevelt was the first man on Mars. So I think I can just use that because the internet is never wrong.
No, that's right.
But it's interesting. This conference, is it specifically for educators? Is it open forum for parents? I mean, would you see for those who would want to get involved in it?
Yeah, for me, it's open to people that have a curiosity and a desire to be engaged in what's going on in this educational arena. So, sure, teachers, administrators, parents, business people that want to have a stake in how these kids are learning, you know. So it's really getting people together that want to engage in a spirited conversation on some pretty important topics.
And again, if you're just tuning in to Mix 1041, I'm talking to Ted Wilson, the third. I like that. The third.
Right.
The first and second must have been pretty good if we got it to a third. It's almost like Jaws 3.
That's
although
right.
hopefully
That's
you're right. better than Jaws 3. President and Executive Director of NICE. Again, we want to mention the website, NICE.org. As a parent, it's a scary time to have kids because, you know, I've mentioned, you know, I have a child who's very, very smart, doesn't really apply herself. I have a child who struggles a lot, is on an IEP, and it's a scary thing to see, too, because you wonder what's going to happen next. Is there a different way I should be approaching taking his education on? I have a standard kid who works hard, gets B's, would like to get A's, but, you know, could also work a little harder. I'm sure every parent in the state has kids who don't exactly fit into the specific, you know, square pegs, you know, square hole. What conversation should we be having? As a parent, I don't know where to turn to get the answers. It's a scary thing because, you know, you get, this is what the school has decided, you know, and this is what I guess I have to accept is the way. I mean, what are options for parents who have questions?
Well, the first thing you have to do, you have to look at Todd Rose's book on the round peg and the square hole. He was the keynote speaker at our last conference, and his whole message was on variability, and there is no such thing as average. There, in fact, you know, our brains are wired in ways that are different. We have to somehow understand that and appreciate that just because I get enthusiastic about watching the Patriots, my son or daughter might prefer, you know, something else. So how do we engage them? How do we excite them? How do we create a learning experience that makes them enthusiastic about going to school? And that's the nut of, I think, student-centered education. You know, kids are coming in. Some haven't had a breakfast. Some are coming out of impoverished situations. Some are coming having just lost a loved one. You know, what's going on in that classroom, and how do we pay attention to that as we guide them through a day and keep them excited?
I mean, personally, how did the organization, you mentioned that you had, tell me a little bit about the genesis of how this all started with you, because obviously you're a guy, a very, very smart guy, Ivy League education.
Oh, my God.
I like that. That's good. It's good to see at least 50% of this room is packed with Ivy Leaguers. Or maybe 33. See, I'm not good at school. I forgot.
Yeah, right.
See, this is why I didn't make it. But I did get an education, which makes me happy.
That's great. That's right.
So, I mean... The idea of, I mean, again, it's funny that education has become one of the big scary variables out there. I mean, what you're doing, I mean, it's interesting.
So my whole background has been in the area of raising other people's children and doing education. That's what I've done with my career. Some of my colleagues and classmates have wildly different plans and what they did, but I've enjoyed what I'm doing. And I got to this organization, Schools for Children, about 25 years ago, with a school for kids with pretty serious learning challenges. We had another school for independent school where parents are paying tuition to send kids. So for us, there was a chance about 3 years ago to sit down and say, okay, what is it about what we're doing in these schools that we could learn from? And that's where we evolved into this. There's this core of, we pay attention to what's different about each individual learner, and we construct our learning experiences to try to excite them, try to engage them. It doesn't matter if they've had years of school failure and they're in school A, or if they're the brightest, you know, kid on the block and they're in school B. We still have to find ways to make the educational experience exciting, energizing, and engaging. And we do that with a core that says relationships is at the heart of that. What goes on between that teacher, that school, in the human dynamic is absolutely imperative to engaging kids. So when you start creating systems that are so in lockstep with testing and rote stuff that doesn't engage the kids, you know, you lose, and they lose.
Yeah, it would seem to me that it would only make sense that kids should want to experience education in a fun way. You know, it's like, you know, what it's great when you see those little opportunities to educate. One of our favorite things to do during the Olympics was like, we see the winner and we'll go to the big map and we'll say, let's find this country on the map. And the kid's like, all right, this is cool.
Yeah.
And little did they know, they're learning, they're learning geography in a way that they don't even realize they're learning. Same thing when you're taking a nature walk.
Yeah.
Let's look at the bugs. What kind of bug is this? What kind of family does this come from? And the kids just love discovery. Yeah, let's lift up the log and see if there's a spider under there. What kind of spider is it? It's funny when kids, you know, take out the, all right, sit down in that log. We're about to test you. How many wings does a bee have? What?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're not having fun at that point. It's such an interesting thing when they're engaged in a different level.
Well, that's the whole point of the student-centered notion. You know, let's pay attention to where that young person is coming from. What excites them? How do we get them to keep being excited? How do we help them learn the stuff that's important to learn, but in a way that's exciting? So we have, you know, you got after school enrichment processes, you got the use of technology. I mean, for goodness sakes,
amazing.
I mean, how do we harness that? I say that advisedly. You can't harness it. I mean, how do you encourage it in a way that you're actually learning something that's that we can talk about? How do you bring what you've learned from your technology into that that classroom.
Yeah, how do you look at your iPad and instead of playing Roblox all the time, really make it a situation that can make it can educate you on some level? Again, I want to mention the fact that this event, Inspire 2014, is coming up on October 22nd. How do people get involved in that? Because that's obviously, you know, the big step here. This is something that really means a lot to a lot of folks, right. And I know you want to get a lot of folks there.
Right. Well, they could go to the website. They could register and attend. It's going to be over in Norwood. It's got a tremendous lineup of professionals, some describing their own special work in a classroom. We've got Anthony Rao talking about some gender issues with boys learning. We've got some discussions on leadership. You know, I mean, it all comes down to what's the quality of the leader in that school? You know, how do they mobilize the actions of their teachers? So can we create better leaders? Will Richardson's our keynote speaker, talking about do we even need schools in this era of high tech? You know, yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, the reality is they're learning. You know, the options to learn and the resources to learn, you're no longer restricted to the two or three teachers you have. If you've got if you're networked, if you're blogged, if you're doing all these kind of things, you're now learning from a whole host of people that are not in the control of that little school box, right. You know. So our objective is to try to bring people together, convene the discussion, feed off each other, push back against the stuff that makes no sense,
right.
And let's keep pushing it.
And again, it's New England Lifestyles here at Mix 104.1. I'm Mike Mullaney, and that is Ted Wilson. He is the president and executive director of NICE, NICE.org, website, which is really about student-centered education. And, you know, it's interesting that we talk about how to really engage kids because, you know, we want them to have a natural curiosity. We always want them to want to learn. You know, your learning never stops. The role of the parent today is obviously more important than ever because, look, I don't want to diss on certain constituents of who are involved here. It's a head scratcher to me sometimes where teachers unions are, you know, spending a lot of time, you know, taking days off from school to do professional training, despite the fact there's a lot of days off. There's always questions about those things. And look, I'm a supporter of unions. I've been around unions my whole life. My parents are union members. I love the union because I take care of my parents. But it's always a head scratcher where you say, sometimes it seems like there's restrictions for the kids because of, you know, certain restrictions. You know, I'm not trying to single out unions specifically, but I just brought up the idea of that. The idea that, you know, the school says, okay, well, we're going to go directly to Common Core. We have to practice everyone for testing. And kids stop learning the way the kids want to learn. And they're really learning so that, you know, the schools can achieve what they do. You know, mm-hmm. It's like, I have friends who have said, you know, we've wanted to keep our child back for an extra year, and we're told we can't do it because that would impact the school's rate of pushing kids forward. And right. I'm like, well, who cares the school's rate of pushing forward? If the kid's not ready, what does that have to do? Mm-hmm. What do I care whether they get a low score? I'm worried about my child's life, my child's education. And there's so many questions about those things. Ultimately, as a parent, you have a huge role in this. Mm-hmm. What role do you see for the parents, not only through this, but, I mean, as parents, what can we do to make sure our kids are getting what we want as advocates, as home teachers, as partners to the whole education process?
All three of those, advocates, partners, and encouragers. You've got to be in constant. We all have to be in constant dialogue with our schools, understand what's going on with our children, understand our children. I mean, sometimes, you know, we know them very differently than they show up at school.
Oh, boy.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And how do we represent that? How do we make sure that light that we see at home isn't getting snuffed out or lost or forgotten?
Yeah.
You know, it really comes down to that individual child having you as a parent as their biggest advocate, and don't ever give up that role. For my money, that's where it all hangs on.
Well, again, you know, the event coming up, Inspire 2014, October 22nd, the website, again, NICE.org. And the thing about this website is there's a lot of stuff on here. There's webinars that you can take. It's really an interesting website as I'm looking here. We can read your blog. I like that. Blog, you know, it's 10 years ago. What's a blog? And now it's like you can't function without reading a new blog every day. But again, what you're doing is really engaging, inspiring, and learning with kids. I mean, it's... the National Institute Student Education, student-centered education, which sometimes people forget. It really should be student-centered.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, again, I appreciate you taking the time to be here. And, Joyce, thank you for – you've contributed a lot with your presence. No, you're the one who set this up. It's important to me. And I appreciate your partnership here because you put us in conversation with Ted Wilson, who, again, President and Executive Director of NICE, NICE.org. And, again, get involved with this. The seminar coming up on October 22nd for anybody, teachers, parents, anyone who's really fascinated and wants to maximize what our kids do to make sure they do what they can.
Great.
Ted, thanks for being here.